welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Appreciate Him for His faithfulness. Thank Him because the Lord is good. Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Lord God Almighty, we are at your feet again this morning. We ask that may you speak to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we are certain we will not be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Please let us be seated. Seth, please, where's the marker? The whiteboard marker. This morning, by God's grace, we are going to be talking on the general principles of the choice of a marriage partner. But I'm not expecting to go beyond these general principles. I will come back for the next term. Because we still have three more terms to go this year of this same school. We'll start talking on specific ways of knowing God's will. We'll start talking of other serious matters on relationship, like knowing God's will, specific methods of knowing His will, necessity for confirmation, understanding deep sleep, and all the rest of them. What your neighbor proposal, and all the rest of that, then understanding the purpose of courtship and all that. But I'm not intending to rush anything, so even if the next two sessions of schooling that we have, if this is what we have to do, I don't have a problem. Praise the Lord. As a way of introduction, let me begin this morning. Please, I said that your phone should be off in this class. Please don't let me repeat myself. As a way of introduction, Let me begin by saying, in the plan of God, 1 + 1 is equal to 1. To what? But in the plan of man, 1 + 1 equals to what? There are a lot of things to talk about when you're talking about the choice of a married partner. And it is always wisdom that between the age 18 and 22 or 24, you should have understood whatever you can understand about the matter of marriage. Amen. Because after your salvation, that becomes the second most important thing in your life. Amen. So in the plan of God, 1 + 1 equals to 1. But in the plan of man, 1 + 1 equals to 2. Praise the Lord. But before a man, or yeah, I can say man. Notice I didn't say boy. Before a man can meet a woman, please notice I didn't say girl. And I didn't say guy or lady. Amen. I said what? A man. Before he can meet a woman, several things must have happened to the man. Several things must have happened to the male. And he must have grown to have become a man. Several things must have happened to the female, and she must have grown to have become a woman. Praise the Lord. What I'm trying to do is just to lay general foundation or introduction before I start to talk. Because I'm going to be talking about the things that should happen to you before you can even begin to understand the general principles. Now, why we say general principles? That is, you know, some things that you ought to know before we now even start coming into the matter itself. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? The idea is that, okay, we have not even yet come into the matter. But if we must come into the matter, there are some things that you even need to understand first. It's like, you want to go to, is it primary school? Now, you know you need a nursery education. Is that correct? Or you want to go to secondary school, you need a primary education. At least you need to know about alphabet and numerals, right? So, what I'm doing this morning is just alphabets and numerals of what? Marital relationship or marriage. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So, that's what the matter is. In the plan of God, I told you, 1 + 1 equals to what? In the plan of man, 1 + 1 equals to what? But God made them male and female, and we'll still get there, okay? But I said that before the male, who is supposed to be, what's another name for male? Okay. What's another name for female? Before the male or the boy becomes a man, before the female or girl becomes a woman, something must have happened to them. That thing is called maturity. That is, they must have become or they must have been changed into the image of the man, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The distance between male and man is maturity. What did I say? The distance between female and woman is maturity. And the definition of maturity is become or becoming like who? Like Jesus. That's the definition of maturity. And that is why you will never be happily married. Your marriage will never work. You will never even get the right person to marry if you have not become like Jesus. By the time I start to explain some things to you now, it will be clear to you. So you see that if you continue with your misbehaviors and carelessness, whose time are you wasting? Eh? Whose time? Is it God's time? Is God timed? God is not timed. You are wasting your time. So if you continue just doing as you are doing, it becomes a problem to move from being a boy into a man. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I want you to read for me verse 13. Ephesians 4, 13. Please let's open our Bibles. Ephesians 4. What did I write down? Can you read it for me? Praise the Lord. Do you understand? That's this diagram that I've drawn here. Ephesians 4:13 says what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Christ. Thank you. Sit down. Until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto mature manhood. Then he now defined that matured manhood or that maturity. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Christ. Look at three words that the Bible used there. Measure. Is that correct? Stature. Is that correct? Then what to? Fullness. We are going to be looking at these three things this morning, as we are looking at how it relates to becoming somebody marriable. Pardon my English, but you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Today, so many boys are now husbands. Praise the Lord. So many girls have given birth to children, 4, 5. Have you ever seen maybe a movie or you've seen some two people fighting, husband and wife, before? Doesn't it look comical? Doesn't it look childish? I'm asking you. The man will say, "Son, koto son jeta, koto son jeta, mufe koto son." Say it again. Now say, Looks childish. But it's because they never grew up. Praise the Lord. Because there's a purpose in the mind of God for marriage. What did I say? There's a purpose in the mind of God. People just marry for marrying, for marriage sake. And that's why when I see them, the way people prepare for their wedding helps me to know what their homes will look like. Praise the Lord. What they do during their courtship tells me what they are going to do eventually when they are married. Childishness. You say, Brother Abraham, somebody asking to marry him now, and I'm considering. I say, hey, okay, bring him, let us see. Then he comes. I say, Brother, how far? I say, bless you, sir. Have you found your work? I work in Chevron, sir. Hey. You are going to become the wife to somebody that has no assignment. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Am I saying a man is not supposed to be gainfully employed? Did I say that? I didn't say that, but that's not the first thing to look for. If not, you just end up becoming a baby producing machine. Then your husband gets promoted in the office. And by, you know, they say that men have midlife crisis. It's not midlife crisis. The man has just woken up and is finding out that 1, 2, 3, 4 children. Who has these children? There is children, no? But he's wondering, when did I become father of this one? Then he looks at the woman that the 4 children dropped from. That does not look like a toad like this. Oh, let me get me one small girl from Unilag. That's where it starts from. Because he never grew up. He remained a boy. Even though now, he's giving birth to a child. Praise the Lord. One young man impregnated the girl, and they were going to do arranged marriage quickly. So, on the day of the, introduction, it's one of these touts, you understand? So he came with his friends. And the Okoyawo was in bathroom slippers. You know that white bathroom slippers? That's why he wore to his in-law's place. It was a new slippers. And on the day of the wedding, a few days after, the man that was wedding was stone drunk. I said, Dobale, if I want to know, prostrate for your in-laws, I want another. Why? Because he was a boy. He never grew up to become a man. The standards that a man uses to value or judge relationship, it's not the same standard that God uses. Praise the Lord. And when you don't understand God's standards for relationship, you are going to be enmeshed in wrong relationships. I'm praying that by the time we finish these lessons, if you are in a relationship that God didn't ask you to go into, may you be convicted to break them in the name of Jesus. Because if not, and if you like, hide it. Look at me, I'm happily married. I can go home. I don't have to branch at a club at night. Or maybe I leave the office by 6. Now branch at a club. Be watching all the people passing. And be drinking Gouda till about 10. And when it's 10, you are tipsy, you know. Whether there's food or not, you have drank pepper soup. Amen. Just get to your bed and just sleep. You are out again. Most people that go out early in the morning to their workplaces, it's not that they are very hard working, no. They are escaping. You understand? They are escaping from a dungeon. So the distance between being a male and a man, that distance is what? Maturity. And that maturity is defined as becoming like Jesus. And if you must become like Jesus, there are three things that we must be able to use to judge you. Jesus has measurements. He has a measure. He has a particular what? Stature. And he has his what? Fullness. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to take it very slowly because this is the first class we are taking on this, okay? And you'll notice I'm trying to make sure it goes along with all the things that we have been learning in the last 2 days. Abby, That's why I'm trying to take it this slowly. So, brother, I'm becoming like Jesus. When they are talking to you, your own opinion must always stand. No. What I'm saying is this. You don't understand me. You can't become something useful like that. Praise the Lord. Some of you, you can argue and the dead will rise and say, oh, it's enough. Okay, me too, I've heard. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, when I was a child, I did what? I spoke like a child. I behaved like a child. But when I become a man, I lay aside what? Childish things. I lay them aside. Childishness. Like going where everybody else is going. Childishness. Like doing what every other person else is doing. Childishness. Like, what? Childishness. Like remaining a mommy's boy or a daddy's, what do I call them? Childishness. Because a woman cannot be a boy. The Bible has said, therefore shall a man, you notice the Bible didn't say a boy, leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the twain shall become what? One flesh. No. Go and stay there. Not there. Yeah. By the door. Praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Therefore, shall his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife. He shall leave his father and his mother, and he shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become what? One. There are people today, at 56, he's still a boy. 56, he's still a boy. He has four sons now. And you know what it's like, what it's like when a girl, teenager, when she has a daughter, you know, that teenager's mother automatically becomes the mother. She doesn't even know what to do. Oh, to think, I'm tired. It's a girl that has given birth to a child. This is the number one problem today. Immaturity. Because men are refusing to be like Jesus. So there's so much immaturity. So how mature are you? How much are you conforming? And how much have you conformed to the image of Jesus? Let me tell you, it has a direct implication over the matter of your marriage. A direct implication. Even if I say yes, I remember this. A lot of people, they want and they pray for the right person. Abi, she, I know as you are sitting down there, you are praying, oh God, give me the right person. Are you a right person? Praise the Lord. Are you a right person? Are you getting the idea now? Don't focus on getting the right person. Your focus should be on being the right person. When you are the right person, even when you make mistakes, what did I say? Because God has investment upon your life, He will not allow you to marry wrongly. He won't what? Allow it. He won't allow it. That happened to me. Praise the Lord. I was the right person, but I was in the wrong relationship. And I was going to marry that person like that because I gave her my word.
But God said to me, I have invested too much in your life for you to waste it away. You are not married now. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So, it's not enough to just pray, oh Lord, oh, how will you help me? I must be able to get the right person. And you are wrong. This is still you. When it comes to Fofo, you receive the African award for the best gossip in Africa. When it comes to sleeping, when they say, what's your hobby? He said, you like sleeping. Hey, and you want to marry like that? You can't marry like that. Because you become an endangered species to the life of the person that you are going to. Praise the Lord. Lord, give me a right, good husband. Husband, comment. Met. And you are dirty. Which man do you think will live with a dirty woman? Are you getting it now? How do I measure myself? How much are you becoming like Jesus? Why do I know if I'm becoming like Jesus? Study his life. That's how you know. It's there in the Bible. Study it. How does he react to accusation? How does he react to anger? How does he react to work? When does he wake up to talk to God? Those are the matters. You understand? So, people wonder that me, when I teach on relationship, the first 5-6 topics, I won't even mention how you start noticing somebody else. By the time I finish with just you, if you are in a relationship, you take your phone, you go out and make a conceit. We have to stop this thing. I'm telling you. I have seen anointed men ruined by marriage. Praise the Lord. I've seen sisters that were promising. It's as if God is going to do something for them. They had so much potentials to become mothers in Israel. The moment they hooked the wrong people, that ended them. Remember a sister. I was telling her, sister, wait. Say no, Abraham, all this problem in my father's house, let me pack up. Once I get to my husband, everything will be fine. That's another deception that the devil has deceived women to be thinking. I said, everything will not be fine because you have left your father's house to a man's house. The way I'm looking at you, don't have everything that you need yet. Say, no, Abraham, I'm tired. One day she came to my house in the rain. And she's stunningly beautiful. When I opened the door, yes? Rain had beaten her. Abraham, what is wrong with me? I said, like how? Are you sick? She said, I'm not sick. Why isn't any man looking at me? I said, you are fine. Now, what is your problem? Before I knew it, she had hooked up with somebody somewhere. Somebody that was from our fellowship when I was on campus. Was an ex-co, but he was our senior. He had passed out before we came in, before I now became an ex-co in that same fellowship. Because that was where I met her. He had started wearing anko. Except that divorce simply means divided voice. So it doesn't matter whether you are wearing anko. Are you getting what I'm saying? The matter is that you can be on the same bed and you are divorced. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, wearing anko. When the man is going to minister, they go there together carrying them, doing like this. As I was looking at him, I was like, I can't say it is well. When I say it is well, most times it's because I don't want to say what I'm saying. They spent 5 years together because she was a girl and not a woman. She drove all her husband's people away. Nobody can visit them. And the so-called man too. No, sorry, the so-called male. I'm not mistakenly calling him a man. Because we must become like the man, Jesus. The so-called male. please write your name. Tosin, write your name, then you can sit down. Praise the Lord. The so-called male too. He too didn't have what it takes to hold a home together. Praise the Lord. After 5 years of marriage, I think they had no children. He divorced her, and now she's back at her father's house. I was very close to her. I couldn't even go and visit to try and help her out because she's prone to depression. Do you know why? Because I'm married. And I knew how long me and her fought over the matter that I cannot marry you. And she said, lie. She said, you will marry me. I said, yeah. My journey, you don't have the... you don't have what it takes for my journey. You know? I know how long we fought. She said, okay. She will call her firstborn my first two names. Ah. I said, what about your husband? She said, no. The person that helped me out, blah, 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 blah. So I can't even... I've been praying about it, but I'm blank. Praise the Lord. Wait. There is this society wedding. She has moved back to few houses from the place they did wedding. Let me tell you. I know that you all came from very happy homes. Your father, the way he chases your mother at 50, he still sings for her. Oh, me, I didn't come from a house like that. You understand? In fact, when I was in secondary school, my father and my mother never visited me together. So when I see parents doing that, I used to be straight to me that, this daddy, does he have somewhere to go? Because my father was not like that. My father and my mother never, we had two cars, so that they will enter the same car and they will come and visit me for where? My father will come and say, I came to see your house master, not you. Praise the Lord. So, early,
Did I remove door? Let me give you my door. When you finish, you bring this, because this one is not very good.
Praise the Lord. So, early, I told myself that I don't want to have the type of home that I came out from. I told myself very early. And I started walking towards it. I started learning. I started working towards it. Some of you are saying, if not that my mommy and my daddy are not happy, and that my life will be better now. It's because you are a boy. You're a boy. That's why. That's why. I told myself, yes, how can I learn from this man how not to be a husband? So I see my father, he will come. He won't put down money, soup money. When they finish cooking, he will open the pot, carry whatever he wants to carry. Then he will go and say, okay, so I'm not supposed to do that. Okay. Are you getting it? That was where I started from. And by the time I got born again and I met right people that could disciple me, it went very well. Praise the Lord. I saw how my father's mother ruined him. So I told myself, if a man must have a happy home, he must have his mother under firm control. And must have his wife under firm control. That's what I found out. Nobody taught me that. I learned it from a family that was not happy. Praise the Lord. So in case you are from a family that's not happy and you're like, if only that my daddy is a good person, and you have been crying since, start learning from that same family how not to establish a home. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So that's the matter. Got divorced. Now she's back at home. It's so painful for me because that person is someone that she's so prone to depression. I remember when we were on campus, she was going to kill herself one day. And when I got angry, what safe? I wanted to go. God told me, if you leave her like this, she is going to commit suicide. I was like, it had gotten so bad for her that she would look up. Where is God? Let him show his face.
your stupid God that you are saying, she talks like that. I said, I don't talk about God. I said, what? Will he put, bring thunder down to come and strike me? Let me even die so everything can end. She had gotten to the brink. But wait. She wasn't going to wait. And she told Abraham, why can't I marry you? Ah, it is child abuse for a man to marry a girl. That's why. She's beautiful, she's lovely, but I could not. And I cannot marry out of pity. My journey is heavier than pity. And it's child abuse for a woman to marry a boy. Is it not child abuse? It's child abuse. A man must marry a woman. But as I said, the distance between being a boy and a man is what? Maturity. Maturity. And how do we define maturity? Becoming like Jesus. So, that place in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 where we got this thing from. All the time so that I know when I'm stopping. That place in Ephesians 4 verse 13 where we got these things from. It says that we may what? That we may all come together, Abby, in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto what? A perfect man. Now, if you see perfect in Old King James, it means mature. Anyway, you see perfect in King James, it means mature. Okay? Unto a perfect or mature manhood, unto the image of the stature, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Is that how it's written? So it is the measure of the stature of the fullness. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Fullness vomited stature. Stature vomited measure. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I know I'm not speaking English correctly. But you understand. Because what is written in scripture is unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the Bible is saying that when you bring a man like me like this, by the time you measure me, I should have the full stature of Christ. By the time you look at my stature, it should reach the fullness. Full. You know when something is full? It should reach the fullness of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It's only a boy that will ask his wife, BC, please give me a cup of water. One cup of water. And someone stands up to go and get a cup of water. His money. One now. Drinks. I'm going out now. And you have not given us food money. Me, I don't have any money. You think it's easy? That's what? A boy. Does it make sense for you to steal from yourself? Because in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 2, the Bible says, this is the generation of Adam and Eve in the day that God made them, male and female made them, and he called their name Adam, not his name. Check it. Genesis 5, 2. Yes, please read it for us. Genesis 5:2. Okay, you can start from verse 1 so that we take it together. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God made man, in his image he made him. Male and female created he them and blessed them. And he did what? Is it his name? Now today when I see somebody say, my name is Adebisi Johnson, Yawa Adebisi Johnson, ni something something, or she calls her father's name, or maybe her father is somebody like Obasanjo now, then she calls her own name, then Obasanjo's name, then her husband's name, I see a confused person. Praise the Lord. In the plan of God, I told you, 1 + 1 is what? Have I not shown you in scripture? Eh? He called their name, not his name. He called their name, Adam. But in the plan of man, 1 + 1 is what? 2. Why did he call their name Adam? As we begin to go into scriptures later, in the course of this particular course, you will find out that man, he never understood the full plan of God for him when the woman had not come. And he had no sense of need because he was made in whose image? You wonder, why didn't God just create another sand, Dabi, or mud and make a woman? If he had done that, this is what would have happened. Do you understand what I'm saying? It will be 1 + 1 equals to what? It will be that this woman that I'm living with. And when Adam fell into sin, you know that was what he said. Wasn't that what he said? Eh? That was what he said. But God had to weaken him. He removed from him. Then he made what he removed from him a woman and brought her back to him so that he can be complete. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Please, are you getting what I'm talking about this morning? So, it goes beyond, but we are compatible. No. Is it your bone? That's the matter. If it's not your bone, it will poke your side till the day you die. It's like putting a round peg in a square hole. It will be struggled throughout. Praise the Lord. But there's no how God will bring a man or a woman to a man except both of them are in a direct personal relationship with God. So, this is the triangle of marriage. It's what most of you know. You have man, woman, and you have God. So, the idea is the man has a personal walk with God, the woman has what? A personal walk with God, and the two of them have a personal relationship with each other. Praise the Lord. It's a triangle. Bible says two are better than one. Because when one falls, his mates can help him up. And when one is cold, his mates, you know, can warm him up. Say woe to him that is alone. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. This is that threefold cord. Praise the Lord. Please, are you getting this? So, the matter of choice of marriage, first of all, is not what does the other person look like or who does the other person look like. Praise the Lord. That's not the first matter. Am I making sense? The first matter is, who am I? Oh, yeah, no. All the men, answer me. Am I a? Or am I a? All the women, answer me. Am I a? Or am I? That is the matter. when you see a woman that talks about everything, what have you seen? And that kind of person will die of hypertension very soon. Because while she was growing up, she was not taught that in your body or naked you are mojukuru. Some of you, when somebody does something to you, you won't talk. Maybe somebody in your house and you are the one that's in the kitchen. You punish him. When you are taking his own soup. Let me tell you, you will not know when you start doing to your husband. What did I say? Because it's there, it's inside. It is inside. It's not outside. It is there. It's settled there. It is settled. Amen. It's settled there. So, the measure of Christ. How do we measure him? What is the tape rule that we use to measure the stature of Jesus? Thoughts, speech, and action. As it approved. When you measure your thinking, and you measure your talking, and you measure your action with that of Jesus, if you are not like him, you will know. You will know. Do you know that? If I... there's no... all the men here, they are tall. Okay. Imagine that there's a boy here that is this tall. All his height from the ground is here. Eh? And I want to wear his trouser. Eh? Tell me what my trouser will look like now. Is it like this? Eh? Does it go up or it comes down? It goes up, Abby. Like this? Or it still goes up. So how will I go outside like this? That's what many marriages look like. And somebody will talk in with shirt and trouser, and he will wear tie and suit with this trouser. He has not gotten the measure correctly. Some of us, the way we talk, our words, they are not seasoned with grace. We have not seen how Jesus talks. We just talk. We just talk. Your home is built with words. Your home is scattered with words. Measure. How do you measure it? Words. You measure his words against your own words. You measure his thoughts, the way he reasons, with the way you reason. You measure his actions with the way you act. Jesus is the one who, he had mercy on people that came to listen to him. And for 3 days, because he was so heavy, he was talking and they were just listening. And by the third day, he said, we need to give these people some food. Amen. We need to do what? We need to give them some food. Lest if I ask them to go now, they may fall on the way. You. If somebody that you didn't plan for, while you are cooking, comes into your house, that's how you are doing. You cannot end up being a woman like that. Praise the Lord. And that day, somebody had one small thing and gave it to Jesus. And Jesus lifted it to God. And God blessed it. And he asked people to sit down, fed them. The men that were fed among them were 5,000. They didn't count the women and children. And you know those ones, they normally double number of men in any meeting. 5,000. And he didn't take offering in that meeting. Let me tell you. Igimu Oji. Sorry. That's, you know, yesterday I was telling you, I said, when you are born again, you yourself will do what? You will know, I'm telling you. Because these are practical things. Are they not practical? Somebody comes to you. Person doesn't have a shoe. Me too, all I have is two now. Jesus said, if you have two, do what? Give one out. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say if you have three. Some of you girls, you know what your wardrobe is like. May God have mercy on your wardrobe in Jesus' name. You have so much clothes. There are people around you, you cannot even see needs around you. Emi o cover anybody, oh. That's what you are saying. Measure. The measure of his stature. You see, when I was growing up, my father, he used to walk the way I walk now. You understand? And my father was a bit stooped. So I didn't know when I became stooped too. So that when you are seeing me coming, you think it's my father that's coming. I looked, even facially, I looked exactly like my father. It wasn't this big shah, because he was a slim man. It was like Brother Femi. Okay? Stature. The same poise in how you walk. Stature. Stature is a thing of nature. I don't understand. I don't know how else I can explain it. But I trust that you understand. It's a thing of what? It's not something that you can copy. Okay, for instance, imagine a donkey. A what? A donkey. Eh? That wants to walk like a lion. Is it possible? I think you know it's an impossible effort. Abi? That's what happens to you when you are not genuinely born again and you are trying to be like Jesus. It will be so inconsistent. Let us pray. Even the way you say let us pray, people that know you say, pray, you what? Say, you know, I just want to bless you with this seed. You that daddy me will say nearly, that's your ringtone. You are blessing somebody with a seed. It's inconsistent. Praise the Lord. It's inconsistent. Stature. It's a thing of nature. He that is born of the flesh. Is flesh. He cannot now have stature of the spirit. It's not possible. Yet, when you begin to measure your speech, action, and words against that of Christ, when you are measuring up, when you start to measure up, you are starting to grow into his stature. What should happen is that when men see you, they should see Jesus first before they ask you what is your name. Let me tell you something. This is a secret. When you are now eventually married, if your wife or your husband doesn't respect you that this is a Christian, you are not. You didn't hear what I said. You know, I'm preaching now. But I came from the bedroom this morning. Abby, if my wife said, Lucy, alright. My time is up. Anyway, let me just go on. I'll just wrap up quickly. You understand? You are not. There are days that I will call my wife and I will say, thank you. You say, for what? Say, for who you are. There are days she kneels down for me and says, thank you. I will say, for what? Say, Abraham, just who you are. Praise the Lord. It's hard work. It's a lot of sacrifice. You will change. You know, when I was teaching about being born again, I told you that it's like this. If you are going like this, what will happen? If you want to be born again, it's opposite of what you are now. You understand? That's what it means. It's about turn. Or round. No, I think it's about turn. It's not roundabout. Roundabout is that. So it is still you. Okay, about turn is you are going this way, then you turn about and start going this way. So I know how long I've suffered. No, nobody should come and tell me anything. It's not easy. It's not easy. That's why you will never grow from here to here. A lot of people have done weddings. And I'm not a prophet of doom. But I know I'll be hearing bad news soon. I'm not a prophet of doom, but I just know. Do you know why I knew? Because the time for preparation between here and here, it didn't happen. What they focused on was the fixing nail and the all those other things that they would do. And then say, flaunt your ring. And the men, while they are asking them the vow, when they are reading the vow, will you be with her in honor? And he was, yes! In secret and yes, yes! Because of sex that he wants to do at night. Sex that after 1 month, you'll be tired. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that your wife will stop being fine. My wife is still for me, and I said for me. Abby, you see the most beautiful woman in the world for me. I can't replace her for all the women in this world. And I respect and honor all the women in this world. Do you understand? But that's just for me. So it's not even about that maybe she loses her beauty. But you can't keep... Are you a goat? Be tired now. Won't there be other things to do? So it's a rush by, yes, 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 yes. Then by the time the euphoria dies down, you know, sometimes you'll be looking at the person you marry without that person noticing. So my question... Or even with those thin legs, will you say, ah, rekabashanda, glory? Do you understand? If the two of you or one of you refuses to grow from here to here, you cannot have a happy home. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. There's still so much to say on this, but my time is up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's shocking, you know, this wasn't what I planned to preach. I've opened my computer, but that was just what Baba brought this morning. Amen. So let us pray now. When we finish praying, you ask your questions so that I can give room for the next person. I want you to talk to God and plead with Him that, Lord, please, how will you make me a man? How will you make me a woman? Praise the Lord. Lord, how are you going to help me that I will become a woman? But I'm 25 now. But I'm 26 years old now. No, that doesn't make you a man. What makes you a man is, are you conforming to the image of Jesus? What makes you a woman, a full-grown woman, is, are you conforming to the image of Jesus? Talk to Him. Lord, how will you make me a woman? How will you make me a man? Help me to measure up to this stature of your fullness. Of your fullness. That I'm full of Jesus. That I fully become like Him. Help me to measure up. Help me to measure up. As they are going to be teaching me different things in this Bible school, as I'm going to be opening my eyes to a lot of things, help me to measure up. open my eyes of understanding. Lord, you know the type of family I came out from. I don't want to repeat the same mistake. I don't want to repeat the same error. Lord, you know where I came from. I don't want to have the same mistake, Lord. I don't want to repeat the same error. Help me, Lord Jesus. Work out something for me. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me. Lord, be merciful to me. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, Jesus. Lord, be merciful to me. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Father, we appreciate you for what you have spoken to us this morning. I plead with you, Lord. Since you know everyone, the step that each one will take that will land him at the right point of his journey or her journey, grant unto us all in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the next step. Even in the matter of who we are going to marry, help us that in this same school to be able to find that step in Jesus' name. Some of us, what you want us to start doing is to start working on ourselves. Some of us, we need to break relationships. Some of us, we don't even need to see anybody now. Whatever step each person is supposed to take, Lord, grant unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Yes, questions? And please ask your questions quickly because I don't have time. The next teacher is here. Okay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask, now that we know the journey towards being a man or a woman, what now happens to someone that is a man in this standard that is already married to a girl? What will happen? Is it that should it leave her or what? What should happen?
Praise the Lord. Good question. First of all, you must understand something about marriage. It is for life. Praise the Lord. That's the first thing you must understand. All this that you are seeing American pastors do, that they will divorce and they will hold each other and please come. Don't be shy, you just come. One American pastor did this. The two of them came to the hotel like this. We have agreed to divorce, but we'll still be friends. Who are you deceiving? Thank you. Who are you deceiving? You understand? America is not the standard of Christianity. In fact, they are very low. You may not know. Because they are on TBN and all the TV stations doesn't mean that many of them are going to heaven. Because many of the faces of Christianity in America, they are not on their way to heaven. That's the simple truth. Are you getting it now? So you cannot say because you have a girl, and that's when this understanding came, now say, you are a girl. Pack thy load and away to thy mother's house. No. You cannot do that. But what you can do is you cannot for in her. It's a work. And you don't start nurturing her by saying, read your Bible. In Ephesians. No. A lot of men make that mistake too. When they start to read small things in the Bible. Before you quote the Bible, act the Bible. See, women don't have problems with submission. What did I say? Women don't. They just want to make sure that meeting to deserves submission. Simple. Mommy, say I'm correct, ma. Women don't have problems with submission. But when you are an idiot, like you yourself, you know that you are an idiot. And the woman knows that you are an idiot. And you want her to be kneeling down and say, make it your friend every morning. My wife used to say, "Sure, when no last one brings you in so sir, for back pain." That when a woman is married and she's talking to her husband and said, "Mama, something," and said, "Sir," she says, "Do you think it's just mouth that man uses to do a woman? That it's just mouth that you have that you just do that?" No. So he has a lot of work to do, that type of man. You understand? But beyond that, and you see, you are not married. I shouldn't have answered this question, but it's okay. So that it won't look like I don't know the answer. I will answer it. But ask questions that pertains to you or your own age group. Then finally, how, you know, I told you that what the person needs to do is, you now need to start nurturing her. She needs to start seeing from his life That he gives her life gaps. What did I call it? That when she looks at her husband, the man miles ahead. But he's really saying, come now, come. Don't worry, you can come. And let me tell you, if you are a man here, yes, hallelujah. If you are a man here, yeah, oh. Okay, if you are a male here, yeah, say hallelujah. If you are a male now, say hallelujah. Okay, I'm talking in generic sense, not what you have learned. If you are a man, say hallelujah. Amen. And it shows that you are learning. You know, do you know that whatever your wife will become is dependent on you? Because the woman is the glory of who? Of the man. The man reflects the image of Christ, and the woman reflects the man. So when I say woman, I pray, oh Lua! Oh Patus! You understand? And when I say a woman that is growing spiritually and blossoming, it's because she's inside a man that is what? That is higher. And as such, a walk with God that is deep. Praise the Lord. So, at the end of the day, bro, if you have married somebody secretly like that, David, that means a lot of work to do. Praise the Lord. I know you are not married. I'm just pulling your legs. Praise the Lord. But how that man starts to teach her and bring her up is by his own life. Nobody is repulsed or repelled by what is good. Abby? If I'm not saying that it should just be nice. I'm saying as a man you must have access. You must have access to the throne room of heaven. You understand? So when you tell her, I say, I'm just hoping and just trusting God that they will still accept my certificate. You have talked to God in your morning devotion about it, and God has told you no problem. So you just tell her, let me pray for you. Go, they will accept it, even though she's late. She will pray for her. She will go and they will accept it. Next morning, how will she greet you? One day before, my wife was being very uncomfortable because Timmy had gone to hide here. So her mother couldn't sleep properly. So she was becoming irritable. I said, what is it that you want? I want her to go back to where she should be. And I placed my hand on her. I said, daughter, hear the voice of your father. In the name of Jesus, go back to where you should be. 5 minutes after, she turned back to where she should be. It's as simple as that. But if I now had to carry her, Daddy in the Lord, this baby, she has come to the back. She will kneel down 2 legs for Daddy in the Lord. She will tell you, Ekason. And she's greeting you. You understand? So men have a lot of work to do. And that's why you must pray. Learn how to pray from women. Women pray desperately. Am I right? Pray until you pray through. Until you secure a standing in the throne room of heaven. That's what makes a man have a home that will be good. Praise the Lord. Okay? I think you have... Bumi, I think you have a question, Abby. I thought you were putting up your hand. Okay, I thought I saw your hand. Yes.
Sir, I have been hearing so many people say they have revelations of partner.
Revelation?
Yes.
Okay.
Some will say the pastor see vision for them. Some will say they dream.
Okay.
And I've been seeing all sort of revelations and all sort of...
Have you been seeing all sort of...
Yes, and I've been even hearing and I've been even confirming.
Okay.
Along by myself, yeah, Eleni, Yahomi, something like that.
Okay.
So I want to really know, is it compulsory for God to tell you, this is your wife before you accept this is your wife?
Okay.
Then that's the first question. Then the second question, you talked about, woe to the man who he is alone.
What?
Woe be to the man who is alone or something. Okay. Then I'm trying to talk about the popes. The popes and the holy ones. Are they cursed? I want to know if you are cursed eventually to that man.
Praise the Lord. First of all, let me say that, let me answer the second one, then I'll now go to the first one. It's unfortunate that we are trying to rewrite the Bible. They said that Peter is the first pope, according to the Roman Catholic tradition. But Peter was a married man. If he wasn't a married man, there's no how Jesus would have healed his mother-in-law of fever. Do you understand? So that's the first thing I want to say. Other one that they are doing. Some people, Bible says that they are made eunuchs by men. That is, they are castrated by men. Some are made eunuchs by their own decision because of the kingdom of God. But it's a gift. It's what? But because it's a gift doesn't mean that it should be the standard for clergy. In all the three places in the Bible for Christian leadership, it's always there. It must be a husband of one woman. Homosexuality and all this nonsense started from them. Because they were trying to be wiser than God. You understand? So are they cursed? I don't know. But I know, what I know is that it is not the standard of the Bible that a man of God should not be married. Are you getting it now? Because for instance, let's say a woman is coming to you for counseling and she needs counseling on something that is sexual and it's physiological. Do you understand? And maybe you like her. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because you know, there are some people that you just enjoy their company. That kind of thing. You're attracted to them. Or they're even attracted to you. Will you want to be a man of God and a woman is telling you that there's something under my breast and it's okay, let us see. Huh? What do you want to see? You understand? But she can easily tell that to your wife and she can strip for your wife and it's not a problem. Are you getting the idea now? So it's not correct. You know, if it's that some of their ministers chose not to marry, no problem. As long as you don't catch them, whether in the secret or in the open, misbehaving. Are you getting it now? But it's better to marry than to burn. That is, than to burn with sexual orgies. Because they all have it. They are human beings. Every morning, each one of those fathers has an erection. If not, he's not a man. Do you understand? Is it not the normal male thing that when you wake up in the morning, you have an erection? It's normal. So, they are men. So, that's that one. The second one about revelation. I will still come back to that later when I'm getting into some deep, deep things about how to be sure and specific ways of knowing God's will and stuff like that. But no. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, see somebody for me. Will pastor sleep in the same bed with you? Is he a referee? When you're married, will pastor be in your bedroom? Will he say round one, fight? Will he do that? Or many of the people that pastors have seen revelation for, they are beating themselves out. Let me tell you this sad story. Somebody, his pastor came to meet him. The man was sweating and looking so haggard and desperate. And he said, "The Lord has told me that he will kill me if you don't marry Starita." That was what the pastor said. Not Starita, I'm just illustrating. He said, "God will kill him if this brother doesn't marry." No, not you. Anyway, the brother is married now. If this brother didn't marry a particular sister that's about 7 years older than him. Because the brother himself is a boy. Now I'm looking for the idiot that will come and tell me that God said he will die if I don't marry somebody. Die. And he didn't want to offend daddy in the Lord. He married the woman. He lived with her for 1 year before he divorced. And that 1 year was hell on earth. Somebody told Pastor Adeboye, "You are saying if we divorce and remarry, we are going to hell." Pastor said, "Yes. Where do you think I've been living since?" That's what he said. He's been living in hell. See, when you see people that are not happily married, it's not a thing to experience, so I'm telling you. You wish you are dead. And when me, I'm talking to you about relationship, listen to me. I have failed many times before I succeeded. When arguments start over nothing, you want to go and die. That let's just even just end the thing. I'm telling you. Especially if you're a responsible man that doesn't want to do this and do this and do that. Argument over nothing. Why must you give that brother money? We didn't discuss how much is the money. Maybe 500 naira. And we are making hundreds of thousands of naira. How much is 500? We don't even feel it. Okay, what? Okay, I'm sorry. No, that's what you always say. Praise the Lord. So when people are saying pastor see revelation for them, that one me, I cancel it. I'm not saying that eventually when it is time for you, when it is time, because me, I know it's not time. Okay? I'm not saying that you don't need the consent of people that are more spiritual than you to pray with you to be able to confirm. Eh? But their confirmation is not your certainty. I don't know how else to say it. Do you understand what I'm saying? They may say, we prayed about it, we don't have any problem. You understand? But it can never be like, hey, Brother Abraham, the Lord is CBO. Even me, I won't sit over your life in such a way that you put me in that kind of accusation because I've made that mistake before. Then when problem started, if it's not that, Brother Abraham, ready, make up. Praise the Lord. So that's the first thing about pastors. Then the second one about dream. I was by the well. That's the oldest trick in the book. I was by the well and as I was rolling. Then I brought out the bucket and as I poured into my bath, I was wondering how will I carry it. Then you just came and you helped me to carry it. The problem with dreams is this. On the day of problem, you will not remember that dream. That's the problem with dreams. And the devil can give you so many dreams. If you want it constant, two days, that's the only vision you'll be seeing. Amen. How then will we know the right person and all that? Make sure you don't miss any of these classes. You will know. Because I can't answer that. No, because that will take us. There's a lot of things that we need to cover before we even come at all near seeing somebody not to not talk about God. Or God tells you something. No. There are a lot of things to cover first, and I don't want to jump them. In jumping them is what has brought a lot of people problems and thorn in their flesh today. Are you getting it now? So let's still leave that. But know that God speaks to people. And today, if you allow God, there is somebody he wants to give you. Me, when God gave me your cousin, I went somewhere to weep. That God, could you be this kind? Help that I never knew that I needed was in her. And she never knew why she was like that. You understand? I could never have, in all my years of choosing, and I chose. I chose. And in all my years of choosing, I got to the point, and you will not get to that point in Jesus' name. I got to the point of God, I don't understand women. Give me grace for celibacy. That's that Pope thing that you're talking about. Let me just stay on my own. I don't want to, because I know I'm supposed to be in ministry, and I know the place of a woman in ministry. I got to that stage. My confusion got to that height. Before God started bringing me this understanding. Praise the Lord. And it was at that point, Nemo Dabo, like, with God, it doesn't matter. She was not, by the time she came, she was not even the shape I wanted. Physically speaking, when we are talking about some other things that you must drop, we will get to all that one. God, even God knows. God knows. That's what some of you say. My wife's breast like this. Then you go into speaking in tongues. I have seen the height of beauty, and I saw, despite all your beauty, you are a snake. I've gotten to that point in my life. So I know beauty is vain, as the Bible says. You understand? But a woman that fears the Lord, she will be praised. Okay? So, that's how I want to say that. Yes. I'll take just the two of you and we'll be true because the other lecturer will come up now. Yes.
I want to ask, as in, giving birth to a baby before marriage, is it a sin?
It is a sin.
Okay.
It's a sin. It is a sin because that is fornication. You understand? Have you given birth to a baby? Okay. No, but because if you have, there's nothing that we can do about you have given birth. Are we going to say, go and kill the baby? Eh? We will not say that now. It's a sin because that is fornication. But you can be forgiven. Or if you know somebody in that state, the person can be forgiven and restored. Yeah. Some, give him the mic, please.
Some marriage. For yes. Like for the do the wedding.
Okay.
They always, as in they like having baby.
Okay. And because they are trying to test it. That's common in Yoruba land. That your in-laws will even put pressure on you. No, you must sleep with our daughter. She must be pregnant before you marry her. If you let them allow you to put fornication as a foundation for your home, you are in trouble. It is not godly. It is sinful. The other person is God's property, and until she is given to you, she is not your own. Yoruba people do it a lot. If I think one of my sisters that got married did it, and I threatened I will not go to the wedding. So they begged me that, why will he look at me? I can do it too. I won't go. I want to say, well, I said that it was a marriage of fornication. That's what I would say. But they begged me that I'm too radical. Just go, at least. Eh? And I reprimanded my mother. I said, see your life, can you imagine? And you will be dancing in church. Praise the Lord. So it's not right. It is unholy. It is sinful. If you lay a foundation of sin, how do you want to correct it? Then, there's so much mistrust in that relationship. I don't know that you know that more married people cheat more than single people. Now. Oh, you don't know. People that are married, both male and female, they cheat more. They are more involved in fornication than even young people. Because when they want to sleep at night, they sleep beside a man. The next morning, praise the Lord. So that's the way it is. Yes, the final question, because my time is almost spent. Hallelujah.
I want to ask concerning, you said that a woman from a man and not,
yes,
yeah. Is there a particular man for a particular woman? Is it that your wife might just be in America? Okay. Or something. Is there a man for a woman? Like,
okay.
Like,
praise the Lord. And I know the next question to that is, what if the person that is for me has now married somebody else? What then? What happens to me, Abby? I'll answer your question like this. Does God have a plan for every man? Huh? Where you live, what you will do with your life? Does God have plans for every man? Answer me now. Or you don't know. Huh? Is a woman in that plan? Isn't your marriage in that plan? So if your marriage is there, then a partner is there. Are you getting it now? But I don't want you to be so fixative on, God has said it is Shade. Eh? And now, since God has said it is Shade, and Shade eventually saw one guy that has money, even though Shade is born again, and Shade, out of disobedience to God, follows that person, and he say, whoa, we could try the God said type. It didn't work. Let me shine my own eyes and look for something by myself. You will just carry bone that is not your own. If God promises you that this is a person, if that person backslides, God will say, stop. Let me tell you why the matter of God speaking about people in marriage, why it's different from every other thing else. It's because the other person has a will. The other person has what? They can choose to say yes to God or no. Are you getting it now? So even if the other person chooses to say no, the Bible says, at a time I will speak of a nation and a kingdom that I will bless them. If that nation that I've spoken about that, if they sin, I, the Lord, I will repent of what I said I will do for them. Abi? He said, at a time also I will say I will destroy a kingdom and a nation. If they repent, I, the Lord, I will relent on what I've said I will do to them. Are you getting it now? So, even if God is leading you towards somebody, and let's say the courtship began, and in the course of your courtship, the person backslided, and you had no hand in the backsliding, and the person refuses to come back, does that now mean that, okay, now you are boneless, so is that now the meaning? No. God's plan may be delayed, but it will not be denied. You understand? There will always be somebody else that God can pick and use for that his purpose. God told me, he said, I didn't promise you a particular person. I promised you a happy home. Are you getting that now? No. Because me, I was like you. Hey, that means if I miss her now, hey, if I don't ask her now, she goes like this. Hey, I was like that. You understand? And sincerely speaking, it's immaturity. God who made all human beings, will he become so helpless that he will not sort you out? He won't. Are you getting it? And no matter what happens, all things worketh for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So, does God have somebody for somebody? Of course he does. And but what if that person fails? He will have somebody else. His will stand. That's the thing about God. He said, this is the purpose that God has proposed, who shall annul it? This is his hand that is stretched forth, who shall turn it back? You understand? So, that's the matter. It's not, don't be bothered about what if the person goes or comes? What you should concern yourself about is securing your portion in him. God doesn't keep his promises to us because of us. He keeps his promises to us because he's faithful to himself. And even if we don't believe him, he will not deny himself because he's God. When he says something, he does it. He would rather keep quiet than say what will not happen. Praise the Lord. I have to go now. Let's bow our heads briefly in prayer and plead with the Lord. I think we have about 4 or 5 more classes on this particular class or course before we are through for this semester or term. So I want you to talk to God that, Lord, please, as you have been speaking to me on this matter, you spoke so much today on the matter of maturity. Growing up spiritually to become like Jesus so that I can take my place. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, do for me what only you can do for me. Do in me only what you can do in me. And do through me what you alone can do through me. Thank you, our precious Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-8133-0586, 080-7455-8177, 081-409-9121, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life